Good afternoon, Lionesses. I hope that you are having a fabulous day, a fabulous week, a fabulous month. I just hope you're excited about this time of year. This is my favorite time of year. First of all, I love the fall. I love the four seasons of living in New England. And the fall colors are amazing. They're beautiful. It starts to get a little chilly. There's things like apple cider and pumpkin-related foods, and it's all very delicious and exciting. And, then we get head into the holiday season. Really easy as an entrepreneur to get sidetracked around this time of year. And so what we're trying to do with you here at Lioness, with the Lioness members, is keep you on track. Make sure that you are focusing on the things that matter for your business and for your personal growth from now through the end of the year, right on into next year and the next several years, because we want you to be successful. We want you to build an empire, if that's what your goal is. If you just want to build something small and steady, we want you to have that too. So whatever it is that you're working toward, we want to help you get there. And so this month in the Lioness membership group, we are talking about customers, customers, customer service, how to get them, how to sell to them, how to appreciate our customers, and how to retain our customers. And so this week, if you've been reading the emails, this week I've been really harping on you. How to be you. And you may be thinking, why does that matter? You're talking about customer service. Why do you keep talking about me? Well, as you know, if you're a member here, you know that at Lioness, we never just talk about growing your business. The one piece that's missing, if you're watching The Profit, which I love on MSNBC, or any of these shows where somebody comes in to remodel or to help restructure a failing business, the people usually have a violent reaction against the changes, against the suggestions of the expert. And one of the reasons for that is because that person, that entrepreneur, has never done any self-reflection ever. And so they believe that all the problems in the business are external. It's the customers. It's my staff. It's, just something outside of me. And so we strongly believe, and we know it to be true, that in order to be truly successful and have sustainability in your business, you have got to do the inner work. You've got to develop yourself as an entrepreneur, as a leader, as a manager, and you've got to continue to grow so that your personal development is not outgrown by your business. Any book, any profile of any successful individual on the planet, when you ask them, some of their personal practices, they're constantly reading. They have a mentor. They have a coach. They're learning new things. They're constantly developing their minds and developing their skills and developing themselves, and also developing their businesses. And so that is what we really want to drive home with our members, with you. We don't just want to focus on your startup on the business and give you all this information that perhaps you don't take action on because we never dealt with the fear. We never dealt with the fear that was holding you back, So we try to do it all at the same time. So when we're talking about customers, and what are customers? Customers are people. And we're talking about interacting with people and enrolling people into our ideas, getting people to purchase our services. It does come back to you, doesn't it? Absolutely. Because if you're not being your authentic self, and if you're not open and ready, you're not going to receive those customers or attract those customers the same way you would if you were. And so that's why I've been talking this week about the importance of just being yourself. I've experienced it in the past. I used to work sales positions. And when I was feeling desperate, because I didn't reach my numbers for the month, or I was feeling defensive because maybe my numbers hadn't been good the previous month, or when I was feeling just too scared or too nervous, or just I was really projecting as to what the customer was going to be saying. You know, I'm like, they don't want this, they don't need this, you know, and I was making decisions for the customer. When I was doing those things, my sales were horrible, you know. But when I was operating in my gray space and I was really just being my authentic self and I was thinking about the customer, you know, I got out of my own way. I got out of that kind of selfish thinking of just thinking about me. Then I was able to really connect and have really good exchanges with customers and, you know what, make my sales and make my numbers. So today I want to talk about being you, why it's so important to be you. And I touched on that just a little bit, but people want to connect. They want to connect. It, you know, especially customers in this day and age, they want to connect with the, not just with a company or a brand, they want to connect with you. You know, and in order for them to do that, you have to be your authentic self. And when they connect with you, they want to buy from you, they want to know how your life is going, how the business is going, and then they want to tell people about you. You know, they want to share what's so great about you and your business with other people. And so the thing to remember, I think some of the things that hold us back from being our authentic selves are, one, fear. Okay, we're afraid. I've heard time and time again from YNS members that they don't talk about what they're doing because they're afraid someone's going to steal their idea. And listen, I got to tell you, somebody could potentially steal your idea. I'm not going to act like that doesn't happen. But for the most part, people are lazy. You know, they don't. You know, yeah, they want to know your idea, but they don't have the resources, the time, or the energy to execute it. And so, but what I have found is that the more I talk about what I'm doing and talk about my goals, the more help I get. And so by shutting that part off of yourself because you're afraid someone's going to steal your idea, you're missing out on opportunities. So, and sometimes it's also fear that holds us back, but it's fear of putting yourself out there. You know, what are people going to say? You know, people are going to think this is stupid, you know, and all of that good stuff. And that fear holds us back. Sometimes the thing that's holding us back is trying to be like somebody else. I mean, listen, there are so many different experts, coaches, gurus out there that it's hard to know which advice to just take and pick. And so you find someone and then you try to imitate them. You know, you try to, you know, you take all of their advice and you try to do what they do. But some of what they could be telling you to do might really be out of sync with who you are. And so it can come off as insincere to a customer or just awkward or just kind of weird. And so the key there is balance. You want to take the advice, and then you want to take the advice, you want to filter it through you, and you want to take action, but do it how you would do it. Not, don't try to be that other person, talk like them, walk like them, you know, all that type of thing. So the thing to remember is that you have something unique. You have a unique purpose and a unique vision that only you can bring forward. I don't care if you're opening a shoe company, and we know that there's millions of shoe companies, but the way that you're going to do it, the way that you're going to bring that forth, the way that you're going to sell those shoes, the way that you're going to select the products that you're selling, the way that you're going to work with your distributors, the way that you're going to present and display those shoes is going to be unique to you. And it's something that only you can do. And it's something to remember, because when you start holding back out of, you know, fear, defensiveness, just trying to do what somebody else would do, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, and you're not going to connect with the customers the way that you should. And so I just wanted to talk today, what time do we have here, about just three things to remember and three things to kind of incorporate into your daily life to help you just to be you, you know. And so one of the things is to remember who you are. I know that just sounds a little bit silly, but sometimes if you think about when you were a child, I always tend to think that when we were kids, before, you know, either we had some sort of pivotal moment that changed us a little bit, that we are probably our most authentic selves. You know, that version of me, oh my goodness, when I was little, I was just saying hi to everybody on the street. You know, they didn't say hi back. I was crying. My father was going up to people saying, hey, say hi to my daughter. I was very outgoing. I was very pleasant and sweet, and I just was very curious. And I think, you know, after time, you get to high school and different things, and you can be changed a little bit. And I noticed when I hit college that I wasn't the same. I was a little more withdrawn. And then I had to put some work in because I'm like, no, I want to be that person that I was. And so take a minute to think, you know, sit down, think about, like, your three favorite moments from childhood, you know, the three things you're most excited about, and who were you in those moments? And are you still that person now? You know, and if you're not, think about how you can start bringing more of that little girl back into who you are today. Because, as I said, who you were then, that was probably the most purest expression of you. You know, and so we don't want to leave those things behind. And we don't want to forget, at the core, you know, who we are. So another way that you can kind of think about this, in one of the coaching programs that I do, I send people on what we call a passion quest. And so it's not really an adventure, but it's really easy to do. Basically, you just pick a period of time. It could be a day. It could be a week. Probably should be at least a week. And you just kind of say yes to things that you would normally say no to. So if someone is inviting you to go rock climbing, you would normally say no, say yes. And then evaluate those things that you're doing. Do you love it? Do you hate it? How do you feel about it? And then observe yourself with the things that you normally do, you know, and rate them too. Like, I mean, I'm doing this, I do this every day, but how do I feel about it? Do I love it? Do I hate it? And start to get a sense for, you know, those things that you're really passionate about. And so, this is tied into your passions, but it can also be connected very much into who you are, you know, what you like to do, how you like to spend your time, because as comfortable and as passionate and as excited as you can be and authentic, all of that's going to translate into your customer interactions and just, you know, how you approach your business and just how you are. You know, are you moping around like, oh, I got another thing to do? Or are you just excited because you filled your life with things that are exciting, that you're passionate about, and that, you know, so you're just like rip-roaring and ready to go? All right, so the first part is remember who you are. The second piece is give yourself permission to be all of you. You know, sometimes we're hiding pieces of ourselves because we're worried about what other people think. We're worried about how it's going to be perceived. We're thinking, okay, we're not going to get this customer because she's not going to like that I have red tint in my hair, so I'm just going to kind of conform to what I think a business person should look like. You know, we're making all these decisions based on, or tweaks and changes based on external advice or things that we, you know, think people that we see, and we say, okay, we need to be like that in order to be successful. And after each little change, you know, 10 changes down the line, you're actually just a completely different person. And so I think the thing to remember here is that everybody is actually not your customer. You're looking for the people who want to rock with you. You know, you're looking for the people that do respond to your quirkiness, that do respond to those special things that make you you, that do love the fact that you have a red streak in your hair. Those are the people that you're drawing out and drawing to you to become a part of your tribe and a part of your community, and you know, become your customers and those people that love you and want to refer other people to you. But you can't find them if you're not being yourself and if you don't give yourself permission to be exactly who you are. And so you just have to make a decision. You know, I talk about this a lot. If you go back, you know, in Lioness, different different writings or what am I trying to say? Sorry. Different posts that I've done there, you know, I talk about making a decision. In decision, the root of that word being, it's either Greek or Latin. This is horrible. I'm not going to remember right now. But the point being that at the root of it, the word decide literally means to cut off. And when you make a decision, you are cutting off another option. And so really stand, make a decision to be you and cut off all the other options. And then you have to walk in that and you have to get comfortable with that. And I talk a lot about it because it's something that comes up. It comes up with coaching clients. It comes up with just people that I meet out and about. You are really busy and really working hard to conform to something, and you're losing yourself. And so it's time to stop that. You know, don't go down that road. Make a decision and give yourself permission to be you. And then the third thing is once you give yourself that permission to be you, you got to own it. Own who you are and own all of it. You know, it's in that, I mean, a lot of this is easier said than done. That can be tricky. I mean, because we all have quirks. We all have things that, you know, we feel that people are judging us for. But those are the things that make us us. Those are the things that make us who we are. And the fact of the matter is those things are part of us. As much as we try to hide them, they never really go away. And they're still there. It's still who you are. And I had done a post in the Unleash group, the Facebook group for members. And I hope if you're not in there, get in there and join us in some of those conversations. But I did a post in there just talking about some of the things that Natasha and I have had to come to terms with about who we are, you know, and she had said that, you know, one of the things was that she's a person that likes to follow the rules, you know, so she doesn't really like to cut corners. And if you're, you know, like if we're on a road trip and she needs to use the restroom and I stop at like a Dunkin' Donuts, I say, just run in there and use the restroom. She's going to say, I mean, is that okay? Should I buy a coffee? I need to buy a coffee. And I'm like, just go use the bathroom, you know. But she has become very comfortable with the fact that, hey, you know what? That's not me. I don't like cutting corners. I don't like take advantage or take little, what is the word I'm looking for? Take leeway with certain things. I like to follow the rules, and that's what makes me feel good, and that's what makes me feel comfortable. And I know I've just inconvenienced you all, and sorry, but this is who I am. And it feels good. It's such a release when you can just be yourself, you know? And you know what? I accept her for who she is, and her family accepts her, and everybody accepts her. So you kind of just know that, hey, she's not going to do that. You know? And so you kind of know how to approach her and how to plan your time, because you know there's certain things that she's just not going to do. I know if we're crossing the street, she is not going to want to jaywalk with me. You know, she's not going to want to do that. So I need to be prepared to follow traffic laws for pedestrians when I'm with her, which I should be doing anyway. But, you know, hey, I'm owning who I am, and part of who I am is that I will jaywalk. And so one of the things I posted about was I have had to, over time, get comfortable and really start to own the fact that if I'm in a meeting or if I'm in a group and everybody is thinking A, usually I'm thinking B or C or D, and I just have a completely different perspective that either is really embraced or that is really either frowned upon. And, you know, I went through a period of time where I just didn't speak up because I thought, well, it doesn't seem like anybody is paying attention to this thing that I see. But you know what? I'm just going to keep it to myself because I don't want any conflict in the meeting, or I don't want to be different. And then sometimes the group will make a mistake, and, you know, had I spoken up, that probably wouldn't have happened. So I had to get used to the fact that, hey, sometimes you see things that other people don't see. Sometimes they're appreciative of that, and sometimes they're not. But you know what? It's okay. You're in the committee, or you're part of the group, or you are in this thing, and you have a responsibility to say what you see and to share what you know, and they can take it or leave it. And so I've gotten very comfortable with that over time. And so what are some of those things about you that you've been trying to suppress, or you've been trying to hold back, and you've been keeping from people? Now, I'm not talking about rude habits. That's something different, okay? I don't want you to be like, well, no, because I go around, I cut people off in the middle of their sentences, and so I'm owning that now. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about rude behaviors, or let's make excuses to be mean or to be rude or to be late. Like, oh, that's just who I am. I'm late. That's not who you are. That's just something that you do. I'm talking about those things that are you, that make up who you are, and just owning those things and getting really comfortable with them. And so those are the three things, just in kind of a quick wrap-up. Remember who you are. Give yourself permission to be all of you, and then own it. Own all those parts of you, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And so as we continue with this month, we're going to get into actually more about the customer, but I just like to do some foundational groundwork about yourself. It is hard to connect with people. It is hard to sell if you are not comfortable with who you are. And I know that from experience, having worked in sales for some years, and I know that from people trying to sell things to me that are awkward or weird or, you know, they just seem inauthentic. And think about it, you know, the stereotype of like the slimy salesperson, they just seem inauthentic or shady, and you don't connect with them. And so it's important to do a little bit of inner work before we start really digging into reaching out and communicating with our customers. But as we continue through the month, we're going to be doing some customer development. That is just exciting. I'm really excited to do that work with you, because it's something that most people are not doing in their businesses, and that's why they're not having those breakthroughs and those true connections with their customers, because you haven't really figured out what the customers want. And so the customer development is a great way to start engaging your customers and having those conversations and really making sure that you are meeting their actual needs and not just doing kind of what you want to do. So we're going to do customer development. We're going to be talking about ways to engage your customers, way to appreciate them. And, yeah, it's going to be a fun month. And really get you thinking. I know we spent some time thinking internally, but now I'll start to really think externally in terms of, is this business that I'm doing meeting the needs of some customers, you know, and is how I'm doing the business, you know, how they want it? Or is there something I can add or take away or just tweak that would make this a really great experience for my customers? And so that's what we're going to be getting into as the month goes along. So that's what I have. Listen, it takes confidence to be you. I am encouraging you with every part of me to be every part of you and to own it and to celebrate it. I mean, that is part of what being a lioness is, and you are part of this lioness tribe. And so you have a responsibility to be you. All right. So have a wonderful day. Rock the day. And I will be talking to you on the next coaching call.